Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their vast array. And on the sixth day God finished his works which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. So God blessed the seventh day, and made it holy, because he rested on it from all his works which God had created and made. This is the account of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, at the time when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there were no people to cultivate the ground, but springs came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward, in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree to grow that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it separated and became the source of four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. This is the one which goes around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is aromatic resin and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It goes around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. This is the one which flows east of Asher. And the fourth river is the Parit. And the Lord God took the man, and put him into the garden of Eden to cultivate it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it you will surely die." And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone, I will make him a helper suitable for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every tame animal, and every wild animal, and every flying creature of the sky, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. And the man gave names to all the tame animals, and to all the flying creatures of the sky, and to every wild animal, but for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh at that place. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he fashioned into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman, because this one was taken out of man. Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother, and will join with his wife, and the two will become one flesh." And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.